across the UK.
The Hits Radio.
All the hits.
All the hits.
The Hits Radio.
It's Will Manning on the Hits Radio. Hey, guess who's with me right now? It's a new group on the block. That's kind of a 90s kind of way of introducing a band, isn't it? It's MAD, everybody.
Yo, what's going on?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Excellent.
Good.
Very good.
Really, really good.
Are you excited? It's like early stage in your career. You're doing the promo rounds at the moment. How are you feeling? Are we tired yet?
Very tired. We've done a lot of traveling all the time.
Really nervous for tour as well. We're like so excited at the same time though.
Awesome. So that kicks off in Feb, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have to talk about that a bit later on. But first, let's get to know you. I mean, I don't want to embarrass you, but we've got name badges. So let's just hand those out right now. I realise there's actually nothing to stick them onto.
Bits of paper.
Maybe you can put that in your hair.
Maybe.
Do it, man.
Yeah, Dan's whacking the old label in his hair right now.
Maybe.
There we go.
There we go, man.
So we've got Dan, we've got Michael, and we've got AB.
Yo, man.
So how did you guys come together as a three?
Well, basically, we all put videos on Facebook, and most of them got quite a few likes and went quite viral. And then our management team found us and flew us all over to London. We had meetings and everything. We were all put together, and then...
It's a bit risky, really, because like we really might not have liked each other.
Yeah, was there ever that moment where you came together and you were like, I'm not sure I'm going to get on with one of these guys?
I think we all clicked pretty well. Yeah. We actually, like, I didn't know how to feel at first, but like, because I was a late addition to the band, but I like really clicked with these guys, you know. Doesn't happen often.
There was definitely a moment where we didn't have a clue what each other was saying. Yeah. Yeah. It's so different.
Because you guys are all from different parts of the UK, right? Yeah. So Dan, you're from...
Wales.
You're from
Ireland.
Northern Ireland.
I'm from Southern England, so it's like right down the bottom.
It's a real mishmash of accents, but we understand each other now. We're all fine. So you guys are here to talk about your brand new song.
Yeah,
we've heard Toy Boy. In fact, I played that on the show last week.
Awesome, man.
And it went down an absolute storm. Your new song, Fame and TV, out on the 16th of Feb.
Yeah,
talk to me about it. What's the message behind this song?
It's literally about like reality TV. It's a bit ironic, really, because a boy band's normally the joke of like the music industry.
Right.
But like we're literally for us to go and talk about the music industry, I think it's like it's a bit ironic, but like it's also a bit of a funny twist as well to it.
Yeah, okay. It's all about the having a joke about the industry and not taking it too seriously. And that's what I think people will feel in the video and the song at the same time.
Let's get the song on right now.
Yes.
Have you got a way? Because you know boy bands and girl bands and stuff, they have like a way of introducing their song. They like harmonise, they take it in turns to introduce. Have you got that down yet?
We really don't. Like every single time we try to introduce a song, it just goes pear-shaped.
Everyone's talking over each other.
Call like 100 times.
Maybe we can do it now. Maybe we can try and solidify an introduction, a way you guys can introduce your song.
Hmm. We should go Michael, AB, Dan. Say everybody together and then...
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's try it out. Let's try it.
I'm Michael.
I'm AB.
I'm Dan.
And we're
MAD.
And this is Fame and TV.
I see what you're saying there. They're talking over
each other. Yeah.
That's fine. That was take one. Let's do take two.
Right, you're going to talk, yeah?
I'm Michael.
I'm AB.
I'm Dan.
And we're MAD.
We're MAD. Why this and? What is this and?
We're MAD.
This is where the problem's coming in. Someone's getting an and in. Michael, you're trying to get the and.
Get the and.
So there's going to be no and.
There's always one.
Take three, no and. We're good to go.
I'm Michael.
I'm AB.
I'm Dan.
We're MAD.
And this is our new single, Fame and TV.
Yes!
We've done it!
Yes! Amazing.
Let's go!
The Hits Radio.
That was MAD with their brand new song, Fame and TV, out on the 16th of Feb.
Yeah,
get it in your diaries. Now, in Feb, you are going to be very busy because you mentioned earlier you're going on tour, right?
Yeah, we're going to be super, really packed in, really busy.
We've got 10 sign-ins and 7 gigs. We're going to be so tired.
Oh, it's a tough life being a pop star, isn't it? It's a tough life.
I think we're in a different place every day. Oh, man.
Where are you going to be?
Oh, Glasgow, Belfast, London,
Cardiff,
Manchester, Birmingham.
Newcastle.
And are you going to all these places in a bus or a van?
We've got a tour bus. So, like, we're so excited.
Amazing.
About that. So it's got FIFA on it and everything.
I was going to say, is there TV? Yeah. You guys are going to be sweet. It's like a bachelor pad the road.
Yeah.
And is there bunks as well?
Yeah, man.
Amazing. Yeah. That's like the proper superstar, pop star lifestyle.
It is.
I am myself a frustrated pop star. The only way I sort of got around it was playing songs on the radio and stuff. It's not really what I was built to do. I believe I was built to be a singer. And being
I think
a boy
you
band.
Should be, man. I'll back you up on that.
Thank you very much.
Fourth member, maybe.
Yeah.
I was going to say, are you looking for a new member?
Yeah, we are not, man.
Before things get, you know, too crazy for you, could I jump in last minute?
Just hop it. You know, I did it. Yeah, anyone could do it.
So I wanted to know if we could play a game of Have You Ever?
Oh.
Just a little way to get you.
This never ends well, but we'll give it a go.
So what we've got here is a One Direction mug. It's very famous. The likes of Iggy Azalea. Who else have touched this mug? London Grammar. All the big names. They've all touched this mug and played this game of Have You Ever. So I will place that in front of you, Michael. And if you want to go first and pick a question out of the cup, and let's see what we get.
Don't break the mug.
Have you ever, Michael, what does it say?
Have I ever gone skinny dipping?
Why do you have to think about this one?
It's one of those things you kind of know you have if you have it.
Yeah. I think.
I know half, but I don't want to say it. But I actually went in Thailand in a hotel, but I was by myself.
How old was you? Well,
you went skinny dipping your by yourself?
Yeah.
How bored were you?
In Thailand.
Yeah, in Thailand as well.
In the hotel, and I was like, you know, it wasn't really skinny dipping. I kind of got in the pool and I just took my boxers off.
Were you naked?
Yes, I was naked.
Right, so you did go skinny dipping in Thailand on your own.
In Thailand.
Okay, right. That's a secret that's about Michael that we didn't know about.
So,
everyone.
Did you guys know that before?
We didn't.
No, we learned something new every day. Let's pass the mug down. AB, what we saying? What's in the mug? Have you ever?
This is the worst game I've ever.
It's the best game ever.
Okay. Have I ever made up an excuse to get out of an awkward situation? Oh, man, too many. I don't even know which one I should say.
Give us the best juicy one.
The best one. Okay, making up an excuse to get out of an awkward situation. I think it's that thing. The one I'm going to say is pretty typical. But you know, like when you break up with a girl and it's really awkward and you make up the worst excuse ever. And I think the best one that I've had is like you're about to break up with her and you don't know what to say. And so you're like, yeah, it's not me, it's you and all that. No, wait, it's not you, it's me.
Hang on. AB, did you really use that line?
I used that line.
That's the worst line ever.
I used that line, but it was
over text, was it? It
only that's what films. I was about to say. It was over text.
Oh,
and
no.
So this
you
is
cruel, man.
That was my excuse to get out of an awkward situation. I texted a girl to break up with her saying, it's not you, it's me.
You're going to go to hell for that.
And then
man.
I went, and I was like, bye.
And how did that go down?
A storm, man. It was brilliant.
Yeah, I'm sure.
She still wants you.
I thought that only happened in films, but
dude,
AB is completely
I am a
that.
Cliche man. I do a lot of things that you want to know.
That's amazing. Right, Dan.
I'm too scared to pick out this mug.
Let's get the last have you ever question.
Right, here we go.
This is going well so far.
Have I ever farted and blamed someone else?
You got away lightly with that one, I think.
I think we all have.
No,
we have.
No, just you.
Yes, we have. We're like, what's our smell? We're like,
I think, know. Dan, you actually do that a lot, so I'm really surprised why you got that.
Do you ever like get long journeys and there's always fields around? Like, what's our smell? You're like, oh, it's just the fields.
It's just the cows.
It's one of the joys of travelling. You can always blame it on the farms outside or something.
The farms have ruined the day.
They've ruined the day.
Like, their farms just have had an egg McMuffin or something.
So we're saying yes, Dan, you have.
Yeah, I have.
Wicked. I think like we've learned something new today about everyone here.
You've changed my mind. I like this game now.
It's a fun game, right?
It's fun.
It's a fun game. Hey, MAD, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, man.
It's very nice to meet you guys. Thanks for doing Have You Ever. And good luck with the song and the tour as well.
Yeah, thank you.
I hope you're not too tired after it. Nice one, guys.
Thank you very much. All the hits live here. Radio.